with action and Game of Thrones of Laura Tarkin. She cut. Dang it. I did it wrong. I missed
all the words. No. Dang it. You need to keep going.
Hey, screw
There's
up.
No second take. Go.
I screwed up. No.
I'm going to be funny. Go. Where were you in your intro?
Let me just start again.
Go again. Go.
Welcome to the podcast of Laura talking about action and Game of Thrones or anything else with a partner and some guests. Yeah.
Hello there. My name is Laura and I'm here with my niece, the cheerleader, and the person who pushed me to do this podcast after being a fan of reality TV and sci-fi shows such as Game of Thrones, The Housewives, and here we are. We're going to talk about Wonder Woman today. We saw it together. We stuffed our faces with popcorn. It was really funny. We took Grandma. She just hit herself on the... Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
We took my mother and her grandmother to watch it. Then she was on the phone for like half an hour. And it was chaos. It was, people were telling us to be quiet, shushing us, and
especially
because
of grandma.
Oh, that grandma.
Because of grandma, she was just on the phone for, I have no idea how long I wasn't watching. It was truly chaos with grandma there, and I was like, why did we take her? Me and Jasmine, like, no, we just
yeah, but yeah, thankfully after the third call or so, they were brief, short. Grandma finally focused on the movie. It was a trip, to say the least. Today we're talking about Wonder Woman, as I mentioned. Let's start off from the beginning, Angelique. Who was your favorite character?
Well, I would have to say Wonder Woman and her friends, because...
The Amazons.
Yeah, the Amazons, because it truly... When they show that scene with all of the Amazons and her, and then the huge battle is just, wow. It makes me actually know the origins of Wonder Woman and what really happened to make her Wonder Woman and how she got the sword and the shield. It was truly wow.
And she's the first superhero to have her own movie, like female superhero, if I'm not mistaken. You, as an 8-year-old, almost 9, how do you feel about... That is my messaging. That owl, just disregard. How do you feel about seeing a superhero, a girl, a Wonder Woman? I thought it was pretty cool. Again, my favorite part was also the Amazons and Themyscira. That was their home, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the best part. The battle of the Amazons was awesome. Her aunt, what was her aunt's name? She was super cool.
Yeah. I have no idea, but I think she was the leader trainer, right? Mm-hmm. Which I really liked. And so, with the battle of the Amazons against, well, the guys.
The Germans, I think?
The Germans, with the huge battle of them with the arrows and of the Germans with the guns, it kind of shows that guns are fast, but arrows, you need a lot of aim, and it does aim pretty good, but like bullets, you can dodge them easily, because they're pretty small, and arrows are much bigger, which are harder, I guess, to dodge.
Good point. Yeah, that was also my favorite part of the movie. I wasn't a big fan of Gal Gadot, like many people, when she was named Wonder Woman. I thought that, I don't know, I mean, I'm not a big comic book fan either, but I do like superhero movies. And I wasn't a big fan of Gal Gadot, but I am impressed. I actually really liked her as Wonder Woman. I like the film overall. I think it's the best DC film. Angelique, you're a big DC fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite DC movie aside from Wonder Woman?
DC, well, a movie or a show?
Or a character, yeah, she likes the shows too. Just whatever, favorite DC.
I would have to say, is that Arrow?
Arrow? I have no idea. I think Arrow is DC. I'm not sure.
I would have to say Arrow. You know why? Because of those bow and arrows.
Okay, back to 101. We're definitely going to talk about Arrow in the next episode. I think she rants more than I do, but it's okay.
I definitely ran more than she does because I'm an 8-year-old.
Yeah, she doesn't have self-control.
I'm a very talkative person. Yeah.
Okay, back to the Wonder Woman movie. Yeah, I like the battle sequence. I thought it was well choreographed. I like the outfits. I want to be an Amazon. Do you want to be an Amazon, Angelique?
Well, I do want to be an Amazon, but at the same time, I guess this is a funny question because I want to question this.
Okay.
Where is the air conditioning?
Stop where yelling. You stop. Don't chill on the yelling part. I don't think it's tropical. It's an island. I don't think it gets blazingly hot like here. We live in Texas. But yeah, that was my favorite part of the movie. I could watch a whole film in Themyscira. I heard online that the aunt who died, I can't remember her name. Artemi? No. Antiope. That's her name, I think. That she's going to come out in Justice League. Let's not get into the DC movie Batman vs. Superman. It was awful. I don't like it at all. I don't like any DC movie aside Wonder Woman. Suicide Squad was a disappointment too. Maybe we'll make a review of that. Okay, go.
There was going to be a second of Suicide Squad. And I'm very excited for that because I know one of the villains that's going to be in there. But at the same time, I don't want to spoil it for the rest.
For Suicide Squad 2?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we can get that into that in another review or another episode. Okay, don't spoil it. No, she doesn't want to. Okay, so back to Wonder Woman. I like Chris Pine. This podcast is going to be all over the place, but it's okay. It's our first. Yeah, I like Chris Pine. I'm a big fan of Star Trek. That's where I first watched him as an actor. I think he's a very good actor, actually. He's a very versatile. And I, like many people, I guess, thought he was going to be the Green... What was it called? Green Lantern? I'm glad he didn't. And it was Chris Trevor. No, Steve Trevor. Steve Trevor. And I liked him and the movie. I think him and Wonder Woman had good chemistry. I think the movie had, for me personally, too many slow motions and... I feel like that was a little over the top at times, but in No Man's Land, like many, I also really liked it. I thought it was fun. It didn't feel boring or anything like that. The fight scenes, the slow motion, I don't like the slow motion.
Well, I love the slow motion, because then when in the fighting, when they show you a lot of the slow motions, it looks like you're actually in the fight looking at them. And you get to see what the movements are instead of him going really fast, like when he threw her. You could just definitely see that she went like full on, her stomach was... I guess, like, back, like, if he punched her in the stomach while her arms and legs were forward. You could see that even in fast motion, but with the slow motion when they were, like, about to jump at each other, I thought that was cool because you could see, like, their face expressions, like, all... angry, ready to kill each other.
Whoa. Actually, that's a good point. I never thought about it that way. I always hated slow motion in movies, but now that you mentioned that, it's you like it because you get to see exactly their movements and you're in the fight. That's a really good observation. Good job. Let's talk about the villains. It was Dr. Poison. You liked her. With the little mask. And the other guy, I don't remember his name. Wasn't he like the Kaiser kind of?
Anyway, yeah, I like them as villains. I thought they were okay. Ares, I like the double kind of meaning or that was in the film. For example, Wonder Woman left her land to go fight Ares as she believed that once he was dead, everything evil in the world would cease to exist and peace would fall upon men, upon man, but that wasn't the case, and she had her battle with Ares while the rest of the humans had their battle with their enemies, which was, I guess, here the Nazis, I guess. Or I thought that was really good. What else can we talk about the movie?
Well, could I say my favorite villain?
Sure.
I would have to say
Ares?
Yeah, because the way they shown of how he fell and in the little part where they show that he did almost rule upon God, that was pretty amazing. And I loved his armor. All that black mm-hmm. really shows that he's a hateful person with a black-hearted soul.
Wow, that is a good observation. Again, this is a spoiler kind of podcast episode review. So if you haven't seen the movie, you need to go watch it. It's really good before you listen to this. Sorry about that late notification.
If you have seen the movie, then this is a good podcast for you. But if you haven't, pause the podcast right now. Go to the theaters, get some tickets, watch the movie.
Get popcorn,
stuff your face in it, and then drink some Coke, come back after the movie, and then watch the rest of this video. Oh, yeah.
It's not a video.
Podcast, dang it.
There you have it, folks. And let's see what else. God, this is not a very good review. We're all over the place. But, I mean, it's okay. We really liked the movie. Let's talk about the color of the movie was washed out. I liked when they were in Themyscira. It was colorful and bright. And then when they went into the real world, into England, it was very dark in the same tone and color palette that the rest of the DC movies have, which I'm not a big fan of. But, I mean, it didn't bother me that much because the movie overall was great. The writing was pretty good, as well as the directing. I'm glad that a female director was the one in charge here, and it's just female empowerment. I think that's really cool for kids and for everybody. It's time that this happened.
Well, when you were talking earlier about of her defeating Ares and her thinking that it would bring peace upon men, in the end, you saw officers arresting men, and then you could definitely see and feel how she felt of thinking wrong, because mm-hmm. it was wrong, because it not everyone is nice. Even women could be very dangerous to the world.
Like Dr. Poison.
Yes, exactly. Like Dr. Poison. Miss Dr. Poison.
Yeah, that's true. Miss Dr. Poison. I did like the romance between Steve and Wonder Woman. I didn't think it was overly done and super cheesy. I liked the way the introduction was her looking at a picture, and then that's how we live and see her origin story. That was pretty creative. I liked it. I didn't mind it at all. The ending where she types away and says, "Thank you for bringing him back to me," to Batman or Wayne. I don't what's Batman's name?
Batman's name is Wayne something, but
his last name is Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
There you go.
The Brucey Wayne. Wayne Wayne. And my favorite part of what was his name? Steve Trevor. Steve Trevor was when he exploded the plane.
That's sad.
That was like off the top epic. I mean, that was very sad for Wonder Woman. You could see her crying. Very mad at, well, I guess her brother?
Ares,
which was very like, oh my god. Like, if, like, my face at the movies was just like, I was frozen when I heard that they were related with the brother and sister. It was like that kind of fight of a twin, of twins by like a brother and sister fighting. It was kind of like that, but more off the top epic. But the plane explosion was my favorite part with Steve Trevor, because literally he like gave his life to save people, and I was happy, but that was also very epic because the way he just closed his eyes, pressed the button, like he knew he could stay alive, but he didn't, was very crowd freezing. That should be a new word for it. Crowd freezing.
That is a good point. It was really sad. I didn't think he was going to go through with it, but it did in the end. He did die. I think it was a necessary moment, I guess, for the film to move forward, for Wonder Woman to move forward. But, like, I saw this review of Screen Junkies, actually, where they were reviewing Wonder Woman, spoilers review, and this one guy, I think it was Mark, he said he loves how 100-something years later, she still mourns Steve Trevor. That's really sad, and I like that. I think that, I don't know, I like the whole tone of Wonder Woman. I honestly did not have any expectations going into it. I was confident. I'm not a DC fan, as I mentioned, and I really thought that Wonder Woman was going to be really bad. But as soon as the good reviews started pouring in, I was like, I need to go see this. After Suicide Squad, my expectation and everything of DC kind of pummeled. Wonder Woman definitely did keep my hopes up. Whatever I might have doubt I might have. I still have my doubts, but I like Wonder Woman.
Well, my doubts are not even there. Like, if they were disappearing because of Suicide Squad, and now that I know Suicide Squad 2 is coming out.
Is it?
Yes.
When is that? I like Harley Quinn. She's my favorite.
Probably in 2019 or so.
Probably.
Because of all the jumping and how the editing they have to do. Yeah. But Suicide Squad kind of like hooked me up for Wonder Woman, because I thought Wonder Woman was going to be an awful movie, even though I thought...
You did?
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
In those, like, the new DC show where they're all, like, they look kind of cheesy to me. And, like...
The Flash looks really bad, even in the DC movies. The one on the show looks better than the DC Flash movie. I don't like the armor.
Yeah, I do agree. You know why? Because the character Barry Allen, which turns into the Flash, he doesn't look like the same Barry Allen we see in the show of the DC Flash.
Yeah, they're different actors.
Yeah, but I hate that because I'm not used to the... I mean, you could just see it to the hair. I don't like it. Like, the hair...
They could have put the Flash from the show into the movie. I wouldn't have minded.
I wouldn't have mind either. I mean, the Flash from the show, I'm more common with, but the new person playing Barry Allen, I just didn't like, because he looked so different, but the face, it looked the same. But everything else, you could just tell it's not the same person, even from the height. Because Barry Allen is pretty tall. Because, well, at the same time, it makes sense. He's the Flash. Flash goes really fast, and if you're the Flash, you have to be tall, because you know how tall people always make big steps?
Yeah.
That kind of made sense to me, because of science. Thank God to science.
Modern medicine.
Yep. And so I was thinking, no wonder why they put a tall person, because of those big steps by running oh so fast. A tall person would run really fast, but not fast as the Flash.
Good point. There you go. Wonder Woman mixed with the Flash, mixed with Batman and Suicide Squad. This review is multiple topics in one, I guess. Do you have any other thoughts on Wonder Woman before we close?
Well, it's not really Wonder Woman I'm about to say, but... because of all the DC talking world talking about, and then of you saying about Batman, why not just put a Batman movie up there, right? I mean, like, really?
There is a Batman movie coming out. I don't know when, but it's coming.
Oh, wow, then I just, like...
Did you see Batman versus Superman or V Superman?
Well, I haven't seen it. I don't think I...
Don't. It's really bad.
Well, I heard that it has been really bad by my mom and you. But I want to watch it still. Because, like, Batman versus Superman... Because, like, even in the new Lego movie of Batman with Superman in it, he says that Superman, which is kind of copying the other movie, Batman versus Superman, like... He even says that Superman is his greatest enemy than Joker. I'm like, what the heck? Why?
We can cover Suicide Squad, too, in another episode since you watched it. I don't think you should have, but you did.
Well, I watched it with my Aunt Jasmine, and I feel like she should be the actor of the girl Daredevil or something. I mean, really.
Okay, just to wrap up our thoughts, Wonder Woman 1 through 10, how would you rate it?
I would have to say, like, a 9, which is my highest rating for, like, some of the DC movies, but I would have to say a 9.
I agree. I think a 9. Like I mentioned, there were some things I didn't like. That slow motion definitely, Angelique, changed my perspective on it. But, yeah, I thought it was a really good movie. It was not boring. I liked the sense of wonder and innocence that Gal Gadot brought to the character. It was very fun. I look forward and definitely will pay to see Wonder Woman 2. I hope that they take a note or page out of this DC and make a good movie with Harley Quinn. I think Harley Quinn and Wonder Woman would be the only ones that would make me pay for a DC movie. But there will be more to come. Till now, sorry if we forgot any details on Wonder Woman, but you definitely should go out and watch it. Go buy it. Go dress up as an Amazon on Halloween. You should dress up as an Amazon.
No, thank you. I would rather.
Why?
I don't know why, but guess what?
What?
I'm about to say before this podcast ends that.
Oh my god.
That what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, that. What was it? Cheetah Girl. That Wonder Woman is like.
In the comics, no? Cheetah Girl?
Yeah, Cheetah Girl. Like, they're both, like, fighting against each other, but I like that she's fighting against her brother because they're both, even in the movie they say they're both gods. Mm-hmm. So god versus god would make more sense instead of scientist versus a god. That doesn't really make sense to me, but at the same time, she did transform herself into a cheetah girl.
Did you read the comics?
No, it's because even in the movie, they say that she was a known scientist. And she...
Who?
Well...
The Cheetah Girl doesn't come out in the movie?
Well,
what are you talking about?
I seen it somewhere that Cheetah Girl was a scientist in the jungle, I think. Mm-hmm. Or the jungle, or either somewhere else where cheetahs live. And she turned herself into a cheetah from being a scientist somehow. I have no idea the backstory or the origins of Miss Cheetah Girl.
Maybe she'll come out in Wonder Woman too, because I have heard about a cheetah girl and Wonder Woman in the comics or something like that.
Being enemies. And
right.
Also, I did think that Steve Trevor, with a little bit, whenever he smiled at Wonder Woman, like, all that, you know, when he smiled, like, he was happy. I thought that was a teeny bit cheesy.
You did?
Yeah, that's why I gave it a 9.
It's because you're an 8-year-old.
Yeah, but still, I gave it a 9, but I thought it was a teeny bit cheesy.
Oh, yeah, because boys have cooties.
Of course.
Okay.
Every boy has cooties.
Every boy. Oh, my God, that's demonic.
Okay, well, even boys that are very, you know, inside persons don't really like to be known.
Okay.
Still have cooties. Everyone else.
Okay. Okay. Well,
everyone, girl, run away from boys.
A life lesson from Angelique. We'll be back at another time with another episode. If you have any constructive criticism, I don't know how that works in a podcast. This is our first time recording anything. You dropped a mic. You dropped my charger. It's okay. Okay, see you later. Say bye.
And good and bad.